This is a phase one commutation hearing for Elvin DeLong. ADC number is 298802. Mr. DeLong is currently serving a 10-year sentence for molestation of a child. He has an absolute release date of September 20th of 2022. And if he's asking for a 4-year, 2-month reduction in his sentence, which would give him a release date of 2/21/2019, which would have already passed. He does have a hold by Maricopa County Adult Probation Department for lifetime parole. I do want to make a note that this is marked for a phase one commutation hearing, although that he has marked on his application that it's an imminent danger of death. However, according to the doctors, there's no doctor that says that he is in imminent domain of death within the next 2-6 months. According to the commutation application that we do have on file, he's a 37-year-old male. He has completed 5 cycles of chemotherapy and has suffered multiple setbacks in his course of his treatment. He says that his prognosis, however, he has a type of dysmenorrhea that he has that he says is treatable. He's being treated for it and it's being reflected in the work. The medical provider is stating the inmate's life expectancy of 4 months or less. Is low. There's a medical provider stating the inmate is in persistent vegetative state. Both of them are saying no at this time. However, he is receiving treatment for chemotherapy. He was charged with gun count of attempt molestation of a child where he received 10 years. And then he has two that are going to be running concurrent, a consecutive lifetime of probation for attempted sexual assault or misconduct. His reason in his statement on defense is that he touched his stepdaughter in a sexual manner between February of 2014, and this continued for some time. He said that he rubbed her on the back and asked her if he could rub her calf and thighs. He said he got carried away and rubbed her buttocks and inside of her thighs. He has says that he's been discipline free since the time that he's been incarcerated. He said that he, if released, he would get his VA benefits, that he is currently 50% disabilities. However, his kids are receiving part of that at this time as a result of him being incarcerated. If the board was to grant him medical clemency, he would be covered by CA to resume treatment and not be a burden to the state. He just says that he would like to spend the rest of the time that he has on earth with his family. According to his AIMS report, as I said, he's a 38-year-old male. He does have no discipline since the time that he has actually been incarcerated. He has not appeared before this board. He has taken a minimum amount of classes since he's been incarcerated. According to his pre-sentence report, this incident occurred, states that between January 1st of 2012 and February 18, 2014, that he sexually abused his stepdaughter when she was between the ages of 13 and 15. It says that on February 2014, during a normal visit with her father, the child disclosed that the defendant had sexually assaulted her on multiple occasions. She reported it, that he had fondled her breasts and vaginal, as well as digital penetrated her vagina with his finger. The child's father reported this to the police department. During a follow-up interview, the child made a phone call in which the victim admitted to the sexual assault. According to the court sentence documents that we have on file, he was charged with count one, attempt sexual conduct with a minor, count two, attempt sexual conduct with a minor, and count six, attempted molestation of a child. As a result of a plea agreement, three of the charges were dismissed. Two of the charges, he got lifetime probation, which were to run concurrent on those charges that he had. On the sexual assault that he had, the presumptive sentence was 10 years, the minimum sentence was 5 years, and a maximum sentence of 15 years. He did receive a 10-year sentence, which was the presumptive, and the other sentence had a presumptive sentence of 3.5 years each, which he received lifetime probation for those, as well as the sentence that were dismissed. There were three other sentences that were dismissed. Based on the information that we have and the sentence structure that we have, feel that his sentence was not excessive, and there is no imminent death situation that he's in at that time. Therefore, I would like to make a motion to not pass Mr. Eldon DeLong on to a phase two hearing.
A second.
Agree.
That would be a motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Miller, Dr. Wright. I will conclude the hearing at this time.